From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump would endanger America. During a speech in San Diego that was billed as a foreign policy address, the Democratic former Secretary of State unloaded on her likely Republican election opponent, counting down reasons he's not qualified, from his aggressive Twitter attacks to his emotional outbursts.
Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent. They're not even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants, personal feuds, and outright lies.
She said a Trump presidency could spark nuclear conflicts overseas and ignite economic catastrophe at home.
This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes. Because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his very thin skin.
Clinton is ramping up her criticism of the presumptive Republican nominee and trying to quell concerns within her own party that she isn't ready to rumble with the famously combative Trump. She also ran down a list of people he's insulted, including the Pope. Trump, meanwhile, got an endorsement he's been seeking from Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who had resisted even after the businessman clinched the GOP nomination. Ryan says he still has differences with Trump, but he's endorsing the Republican presidential candidate to help unify the GOP. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks closed higher on Thursday. The Dow was up 48 points. The S&P closed at its highest level since November, up 5 points. This is VOA. Senior UN humanitarian officials say the World Food Program is in the process of finalizing plans to airdrop food and other relief supplies into besieged areas of Syria. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations estimates more than 4.6 million people live in hard-to-reach areas in Syria. Nearly 600,000 of them are trapped in 19 besieged places, most by the government. Since the beginning of the year, aid workers have been able to reach 14 of these places, but UN officials say repeat visits to government-besieged areas have been denied, as have requests to deliver life-saving assistance to towns that have had no relief for months, in some cases, years. UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Ramzi, says the United Nations might be forced to resort to airdrops if aid delivery by road proves to be impossible.
Air delivery is certainly not a substitute for land delivery. Land delivery is more effective, more efficient, and less costly.
UN emergency relief reached some 4,000 people in Daraya, a besieged suburb of the Syrian capital Damascus, on Wednesday for the first time since 2012. That convoy only contained vaccines and other medicines for children, as well as some baby food. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A United Nations report says that the Islamic State group is entering a new phase with an increased emphasis on attacking international civilian targets. The report by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to the Security Council says the global threat from the Islamic State group remains high and continues to diversify, even though their territorial expansion has been halted or even reversed in Iraq and in Syria. Autopsy report results show Prince died of an overdose of fentanyl, a powerful opioid painkiller. The findings confirm suspicions that opioids played a role in the death of the superstar musician, found dead April 21st at his Minneapolis area estate. Radio host Dr. Delilah Wach says fentanyl is up to 50 times more potent than heroin.
What these medicines do is it suppresses a lot of functions that the brain does because it wants to suppress pain. And one of the effects is it lowers breathing, your respiration. And so if it lowers it to the point that you can't come back, you could die from just your first time using it.
I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.